The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do you hear what I say? Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. From the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them. And lend expecting nothing back, then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Without a doubt, one of the most difficult things for us to do is to forgive when people have hurt us, such that that is a supernatural virtue, as is chastity and humility. When I say supernatural, it means it goes beyond our mere human efforts. For that reason, the English Catholic poet, whose name is Alexander Pope, says, "To err is human, to forgive is divine." I really like that. To err is human. We all make mistakes. To forgive is divine. That's from Alexander Pope, very famous English poet. So what I'd like to do is to offer to you tonight a five-step program on how we can learn how to forgive. Because until we die, people are going to be hurting us. And it's a two-way street. We're going to be hurting them, too. It's a two-way street. So given that that is reality, I'd like to give you some suggestions that I've learned over time. Okay, the first is this. We have to be vigilant and awake and alert to the fact that people are going to hurt us. And they're going to be hurting us often in our own family. But also there are sometimes surprises that people can be hurting us when we're kind of taken off guard. And if we're not prepared, then we could react in a violent way, which could wreak havoc within ourselves and others. So I'll give you an example. About 2 months ago, after my perseverance class, it was about 8:30, this man was waiting outside the door, and he said, "Father, I want you to bless my house." And because my house was burnt down in Hawaiian Gardens, and the new house is finished, and we have to get it blessed, and I didn't want to do it because I was tired. But the man insisted, so he prevailed on me, so I decided I would go and bless his house. So I got into the house with my stole and just a lot of holy water. When I entered the house, the man had his wife, his daughter, and about 4 grandchildren, who ranged from about 4 to about 10. So I gave him the deal. I mean, I just went water crazy. I was just blessing the whole house. I mean, I was dousing it, no? I was just going right and left. I mean, I blessed every room there, the washing machine, I think the bird cage. I mean, I just went to town, no? Then there was a kid there, one of the grandchildren. After I was there about maybe 10 minutes, he said to me very clearly, "By the way, when are you going to get out of here?" I mean, it hurt, no? I didn't want to go there in the first place, no? And when I was driving back in my car, I would have strangled that little snot. Excuse my English. That's New York English, by the way, no? So I had to really force myself to pray for that little kid, no? But I did. So for about 24 hours, this kid would kept popping up, and every time he popped up, "Okay, Lord, I know. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." But I had to force myself because I have a lot of pride in me, and when someone attacks me, I feel it. So I'm saying this because we got to be prepared for these surprise attacks, no? And it could be a little bratty 9-year-old. It could be anyone, right? Okay, the second is this. The key to forgiving someone is what I'm going to say now. As soon as someone hurts you, you have to forgive right away. Right away. You hear me? It's got to be right away. Because if you delay it, what's going to happen? Anger, resentment, bitterness, rancor, coldness, hatred, murder. That's a dynamic. Anger turns into resentment. Resentment into bitterness. Bitterness into rancor. Rancor into hatred. And hatred can lead to murder. So you have to forgive right away. A story. There was once an Irish funeral where the church was packed. And the man that died was probably about 90 years old. During the funeral mass, and the coffin was right in front of the altar, there was a man right next to the coffin that was weeping profusely the whole mass. So after the mass, the priest went down to the man that was weeping. He didn't want to leave the church, and he said, "Sorry, are you a relative of that man?" He said, "He was my only brother." He said, "I'm sorry. My condolences." But he said, "Father, the worst thing is this, is that we were not talking for 50 years. And I wanted to reconcile yesterday, but he died before he had the chance. The priest asked him, well, what was the problem that caused the rift between both of you? And the man said, Father, I don't even remember. I don't even remember. How often it happens that we're hurt by something that's very insignificant, and then we don't forgive. And then days pass, weeks pass, months pass, and we don't forgive for something that was so small that we don't even remember what it was. So the key is, you got to forgive right away. What does the Bible say? Don't let the sun go down on your anger. That's the Bible. I repeat, don't let the sun go down on your anger. What does that mean? Hey, before you go to bed, reconcile. What does Jesus say? Before you come and offer the gift to the altar, remember that passage? And you have someone that has something against you, what do? Leave the gift and then reconcile, then come to offer the gift. That's very biblical and very liturgical. Yeah. Okay, the third step in learning the art of forgiveness is this. Jesus said it several times today. And David did it in the first reading, if you're following the first reading. Is that we have to pray for those who hurt us. We have to pray for them and ask God to bless them and forgive them in prayer. If you've ever read the lives of the saints, I'm sure you've read the life of at least one saint. Probably the best example I have, and this is good for those who are preparing for the sacraments, is Saint Maria Goretti. Have you heard of her? Saint Maria Goretti, read her life. There was a boy who was about 18 years old that was looking at pornography, and that filled his mind with smut, and he tried to rape her. And he pulled out an ice pick and said, if you don't give in to me, I'm going to kill you. And she said, no, it's a sin. If we do it, we're going to go to hell. She was stabbed 11 times with an ice pick. And then none of those stabs were fatal until she turned over, and then she was stabbed three more times, and that punctured her lungs. But this is the key element. I went to where this girl died several times when I studied in Rome, in Nettuno. She was driven to the hospital with horse and buggy. Shortly before she died, the priest said, Maria, do you forgive that man that did this to you? You know what she said? She said, not only have I forgiven him, I pray that he'll be with me in heaven. An 11-year-old girl, only 11. Then she died and she went right to heaven. So she forgave and she prayed. We have to learn to pray for our enemies. It's very hard. We have to pray for enemies. Now, say for example, you've done all this so far. You've done all this so far and still you really can't forgive the person. Let me give you the most powerful then. Are you ready? Are you listening? If it's such that you really feel you can't do it, okay, spend about 10 minutes in silence contemplating the crucifix. That's where you get power. In silence, contemplating the crucifix and repeating these words at least 10 times. What were the first words of Jesus on the cross? Father, forgive them because they do not know what they're doing. Have you ever heard those words? Father, forgive them because they do not know what they're doing. So what you have to do is take the name of the person that hurt you. Maybe his name is John. Father, forgive John because he did not know what he was doing. Say it 10 times, slowly. But you're looking at the cross. You're looking at the cross. What's going to happen is your heart, little by little, it's going to melt. How could we possibly look at the cross and pray the words of Jesus when he was whipped and scourged and spat upon and forgotten and neglected and hated? And the first thing he says is, Father, forgive them because they do not know what they're doing. How could anyone do that without his heart being moved by the blood of Christ to forgive? Amen? And fifth. Okay, the fifth point you'll understand only after I tell you this personal anecdote. When I was about, say about 12 or 13, I had a little sister that was about 4. And my little sister was in the sandbox with one of her friends. And I was looking at them through the window. And as they looked, they started throwing sand at each other. Kids do that, right? They're making little balls and throwing sand at each other. They look pretty angry. Then they came back 15 minutes later, and they were the best of friends. What's the message? We have to be childlike. In other words, they are throwing the sand, and 15 minutes later, they totally forgot that they were angry at each other. What happens with us? Someone hurts us, and we can't forget it after 50 years. We have to be childlike, transparent, and humble. In other words, we have to forgive and forget. I know it sounds like a cliche and it sounds hard, but to try to forgive and just let it go. So I really believe if we can try to put into practice these 5 steps, we'll be able to confront the reality of people hurting us and living out that beautiful gospel principle. The beautiful gospel principle is this: be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. And living out the Our Father. Because in the Our Father we say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Amen.